Thank you for tuning today to Sermon and Song. We're delighted that you're with us and hope you'll receive a real blessing from God as a result of the broadcast today. I was preaching away yesterday from verse 34 in John chapter 9, and I wasn't paying a bit of attention to time and looked up and my time was gone, so I had to close the program immediately. I had to just unhook and tie on the caboose real quick. But I want to go right back there today. They answered and said unto him, Thou wast altogether born in sins, and dost thou teach us? Now here is a situation, this boy, this blind man, I keep calling him a boy, and I don't know why I do that, but please forgive me if I shouldn't, and just let's keep going. Here this man had been born blind, Jesus healed his blindness, and a lot of questions had been asking, and the religious leaders got involved because they didn't want to admit that Jesus was God and Christ, and they were trying to undo this miracle that Jesus had performed on the man. And the man said simply, you know, you ought to have understood this in the preceding verses. He said, you ought to have known. You ought to know how this man can open mine eyes. You're the religious leaders. You're the one that's been to seminary. You're the one that's had the great educational privileges. I haven't had those privileges. You're the one that's had those. You ought to know. And they were absolutely undone, absolutely outranked. They were absolutely outwitted by this man who was now able to see. No wonder he was bold, because just a little bit ago he couldn't see and hadn't seen for all of his life, and now he was able to see everything that was going on. So that made him very, very bold. And so they said unto him, you were born in sin, and dost thou teach us? Evidently, they didn't think they were born in sin. Evidently, they didn't think they were born in sins, because they said, you were born in sins, and you teach us. In other words, a lot of those intellectuals that we have today in religious circles, they've never realized what it means to be born again. They've never realized what it means to be truly saved. Therefore, the Bible does not have the meaning to them that it does to us who are saved. It doesn't matter to them that the Bible can be mistranslated and misprinted and all of those kind of things, and certain basic scriptures be turned around and misconstrued. Doesn't bother them at all, if as long as it's in the name of intelligence and education. And that's the position these men were in. I'm not against education now. Don't you think for a moment that I'm against training and education. I'm for it 100%. But if you leave Jesus Christ out of education, then you don't have education. You've just got man's foolishness. That's all you have, according to the Bible. So education's good as long as it's based on the Bible and based on the fact that the Bible is truly the Word of God, inspired verbally and completely plenary inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. If you don't believe that, then you haven't even begun to be educated as far as God is concerned. So all they could do then is cast him out. They didn't think they were born in sins, but they said, you were born in sin, and they cast him out of the synagogue. Now, frankly, I think it would be an honor to be cast out of some churches today. I won't name which ones right here, but I think it would be an honor to be cast out of some churches. Jesus heard that they had cast him out. Well, praise the Lord for Jesus. He knows what's going on. He knows exactly when we go through times of trial and tribulation and trouble. And Jesus heard that they'd cast him out. And when he had found him, actually, Jesus looked for him. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that wonderful? Jesus was looking for him. And he said unto him, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Dost thou believe on the Son of God? Now, up till this time, this young man had called him a prophet and other things, but he said, Dost thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? Now, he did use the expression Lord. That is the expression basically for rabbi or master, but it's capitalized here. So he recognized him as Lord, but he said, Who is he that I might believe on him? Now, this is basically a case of not having the thorough understanding of just who Jesus was and why he came. And Jesus said unto him, Thou hast both seen him, and it is he that talketh with thee. Oh, the man said, Oh, yeah, You're the man. You're the one. You must be then the Son of God. And he said, Lord, verse 38, I believe. And he worshiped him. So here we find the completion, the absolute finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ in this man's life when he believed on him. And then he worshiped him. You cannot properly worship the Lord Jesus Christ until you have become saved, until you have become born again. Now, Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. Now, that's kind of an odd statement, isn't it? Kind of an interesting statement. Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see. In other words, like you were blind, you didn't know what was going on in the world, you couldn't understand, all you had was the description that people gave you, now you were able to see, and I've made that possible. And they which see might be made blind. All right, now what he's saying here, and it comes out very clearly in these next verses, is those who claim that they see, those who claim to have all the answers, those who claim to be right with God, he said, they're going to be made blind. They've blocked and blinded the minds to the truth of the Word of God, and I'm just going to continue to seal up their minds from the truth because they have rejected the only one who could give them the truth. And some of the Pharisees which were with him heard these words and said unto him, are we blind also? And Jesus said unto them, if ye were blind, you should have no sin. That is, if you would recognize that you were blind and you needed help, you would have no sin. But now you say, we see, therefore your sin remaineth. Now the fact is, you claim, they are claiming that they're truthful, they're right, their religion is right, that the young man was wrong, even though his eyes were open, or the man was wrong, even though his eyes were open, they're right. Jesus said, because you have that attitude, because you're claiming that you've got the truth, because you're claiming that you can see, he said, your sin remaineth. Why? Because you have believed in your own intelligence, you believed in your own training, you believed in your own religious affiliations, you believed in your own religious position, you have not humbled yourself to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and He is the one that can save. Therefore, you remain in your sins. Now that's basically the message of the entire book of John. Either you receive Jesus Christ as the Son of God who died on the cross, paid the penalty for your sins with His precious blood, sacrificing it on the altar of the cross, and then applying it on the mercy seat in heaven to make an atonement for your sins. If you reject that message of the Bible, that message of the gospel, then you are lost and doomed and damned and hopeless without hope in this world. And I plead with you today, don't remain in that condition. You may have been listening to the intellectuals. You may have been listening to those who claim to be religiously correct. Why not now just listen to the simple truth that Jesus and Jesus alone can save you from your sin?